Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right back out to that very same fan hotline we go, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is Nick Faribault for Fair Game with Faribault. Nick, let's dive right in. Fair game to say that the Steelers will have a hard time defending the run now that Alex Highsmith is out in this game.
I actually think this week they'll be okay against it. I think they've done a decent job. And last week they had a little bit of a leaky front at times, but they never let the big runs turn into big runs. It was 9-10 yards, and it happened three or four times. If they can do that this week, they'll be okay against Chase Brown. Now, that run game that we had talked about with the Bengals and how bad it was before, actually that Steelers game kind of ignited it. They've run the ball fine since then too, but I think they'll be able to slow down Chase Brown this week. It's not going to catch him by surprise, so I think they will have a good job, and they'll do a fine job with Herbig in there defending their run.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Mike Tomlin was probably oversimplifying when he said in his press conference that they would merely try to stop Ja'Marr Chase from getting the ball by trying to get Cincinnati to throw the ball to other people? Fair game to say that Mike was probably not giving away their high-level strategy for this game defensively?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, but I also think there's a little hint there. I think they're going to double Ja'Marr Chase, and I really do, because James Pierre is starting, and I know he's played really well this year, but you don't want James Pierre against T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase. And so I think that's a double opportunity right out the gate. And then I think you let Joey Porter Jr. go to battle with T. Higgins. He's done it Lord knows how many times. He'll probably get called for two or three penalties, and it'll be what it is. And then you let Brandon Echols handle Andre Yoshivas. But I do think that they're going to end up doubling Ja'Marr Chase. They should have done that last time anyways. But I think what they're going to do is, you know what, take him away and let everything else try and fall into place, because you cannot let what Ja'Marr Chase did last time happen to them.
Is it fair game to say then that Joey Porter, I'm going to actually make you put a number on it. I'll set it at 2.5, over under 2.5. Fair game to say he commits, I'll say over 2.5 pass interference penalties this weekend.
You know, he's in a good stretch right now. I think he's had two really solid games back to back. That's usually due for the Joey Porter Jr. crash back to earth game. I think I'm going to agree with you. I think he goes over 2.5, and T. Higgins is just going to get a ton of targets, because I think they're going to double Ja'Marr Chase, which means Higgins is going to get fed. So I'll go over as well.
All right, Nick, is it fair game to say that Joe Flacco, now he did something no 40-plus-year-old quarterback has ever done last week. He threw for over 450 and four touchdowns. You can go look up Football Reference if you don't believe me. No 40-year-old's ever had a stat line with at least 450 and four, and he had that. And, of course, the Bengals lost. Joe Flacco against the Steelers had 342 yards. Fair game to say that they hold him under that total this week.
I think they do hold him under that total, but not by much. I think he has a really good game again. I think he ends up really putting it on them still. He just really matches up well against this defense. He really does. He mitigates the pass rush. Even if they take away Higgins, he still has guys at his disposal So I think he's going to put up a good number. But I think he gets held under the 342. I think he'll get over 300, but he's not going to get 342.
All right, fair game to say Jamar Chase is held under his 161 yards receiving from last time then.
Yeah, I think he does. I think this is a Higgins game. I really do. I think T. Higgins has a really good game in this one. I think they mitigate Jamar Chase to a degree. He'll get his at times, but I think this is going to be the T. Higgins game, not a Jamar Chase game.
Fair game to say Asante Samuel Jr. could actually somehow get brought up and activated for this game in case the Steelers decide they need more corners.
I'm not expecting him to play this week. I think it's going to be next week when he comes up. Certainly, I think that's in the plans. But I'm not expecting to see Asante Samuel Jr. If they bring up a corner, and I'm not sure they're going to, they only have three healthy ones right now with Slay out. But I'm not certain they're going to even bring up anyone. But if they do, it'll be Darryl Porter Jr., I think.
Fair game to say that the Steelers' secondary, while players are in different roles, and while it might not be great, is more stable, Nick, than it was when they first played the Bengals this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There's no question about it. I mean, Duggar and Ramsey have brought a stability to the communication that they've needed. Pierre's done a nice job. I think Porter and Echols are doing, at least competing. What they're doing now is at least forcing the really good players to be really good players. I think that's just a big step up. I mean, Chase was wide open so often in that game on Thursday Night Football. At least force Jamar Chase to do Jamar Chase things. Just like last week, they forced Herbert McConkey to do Herbert McConkey things. And they got beat a few times, but it wasn't easy earned. And I think this is a much more stable secondary. I still think they have issues, but it's not nearly to the level it was back when they met Cincinnati in Cincinnati.
All right, Nick, let's turn the focus more to the Steelers' offense here. They are going against a defense that has allowed 86 points and 1,078 yards in the last 2 weeks, which is, I don't know, I just kind of want to laugh because those are like Big 12 circa 2012 numbers, I think, for teams to give up defensively. Those are college football stats. Fair game to say that the Steelers' offense generally, this is one of those more opinion-based ones, I don't have a number, generally will get its groove back a little bit against maybe the worst defense we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think they will. This Bengals defense is atrocious. I mean, it really is. They're going to be without Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart on top of that. That's a tough sell to me. I just don't know how they're going to get even a ton of pressure on someone like Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers O-line outside of Broderick Jones has sneakily been decent in pass pro. So I think they'll be able to hold up. And on top of that, they should be able to run the ball in this game. I think when the Steelers are able to run the ball and maybe they can commit to it a little more, they'll be able to run the ball well in this one. Really, the great player on this team is DJ Turner, who is a really good corner. But outside of that, I mean, the safeties are not very good. The linebackers are young and have struggled. The interior defensive line has not been great. there's just not been a lot to write home about this Bengals defense. I think they've allowed 27 or more points in nine straight games, I think is what it is now. I think the Steelers do get their groove back.
Nick, and we're talking to Nick Faribault, of course. It's Fair Game with Faribault, Steelers beat writer. One of the best covering the team, frankly, going right now, in my opinion, is Nick. Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers is going to look a lot more like the Aaron Rodgers of, I don't know, earlier season. He will not look like he is ready for the glue factory in this game.
He'll look better than he did last week. I have no doubt about that. I think he'll look decent. I don't think it's going to be some crazy game where you're going to be like the clock's back and he's elite again or anything like that. But I think he'll look serviceable. He'll look like a point guard type of quarterback, which is what they brought him to be. And that'll be more than enough. I don't think he's even going to reach the heights he did last time against this defense. I just think it's going to be serviceable by the mill. I really think the Steelers are actually going to run in Rod, Jalen Warren, and Kenny Gainwell in this game, and the run game's going to be the star. But I think that when you look at Rodgers, he'll do more than enough in this one to kind of dissuade a little bit of those concerns.
Nick, fair game to say it's time to start worrying about Broderick Jones. You just said he's kind of the only guy who hasn't been up to snuff from a pass pro standpoint. Is it fair game to say that he should be further along and it's time to be more concerned than maybe you otherwise have been about him broadly?
I mean, it definitely is. It definitely is. I mean, if you really watch the tape, they protect him extremely well. And they used Darnell Washington and Sam Mallow and last week Anderson to kind of slide his way. They use Warren and Gainwell to try and chip guys. They try and help him so much, and he still is just allowing so much pressure. I mean, he allowed two really bad pressures against the Chargers on the first two third downs that really killed both drives. He has not looked great, even when people have said he has looked good. It's just because he's getting a lot of schematic help, and Arthur Smith and the offensive staff know that. They're sending a lot of help his way. Credit to them for doing that, but Broderick Jones has not been that great. He's been below average. Now, I think it's time to panic because it's not been different than it has been the last 2 years. He's been a little better this year than he has been the last 2 years, but it's not been anything to write home about.
Yeah, me and the rest of the Broderick Jones fan club, numbers, membership and dues-paying membership dwindling by the day, not liking hearing that. Nick, two more quick ones for you on Fair Game with Faribault with Penn Live's Nick Faribault. Nick, is this a must-win game? Fair to say it's a must-win for the Steelers?
100%. It's absolutely a must-win game. I think their next two are must-win because they're very gettable games, and they need to be 7-4 to be in a pot and really to win this division. I think they need to be 7-4 going into that game against Buffalo. So this is an absolute must-win game.
All right, last one then, Nick. Fair game to say that the Steelers are actually going to win this game.
I'm taking the Steelers in this one. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. I think it's going to be something like 31-28, something like that. But what I think is going to happen this time is they're going to be able to flip the turnover script. They're going to be able to get one or two turnovers on the Bengals. Flacco might slip up, throw a pick. I think they're going to be able to get to him a little more. I think Herbig actually playing in this game more than Highsmith is probably going to have a noticeable difference on the pressure stats, and that's going to be a big change. And so I think the Steelers' defense is going to be able to nab one or two turnovers like the Bengals' defense did last time. That's probably going to flip this game in the Steelers' favor.
He's Nick Faribault, Steelers beat writer for Penn Live, and this is Fair Game with Faribault. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me on, Malzy. Appreciate it, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.